So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
So if you have diabetes type 2 and you want to lose weight a lot faster, this video is for you, okay? What is type 2 diabetes? It's a condition where you have high blood glucose, and all this sugar is then being triggered by this hormone right here, insulin. Insulin responds to the extra sugar, and it's going to put this in storage as fat, okay? Now, this book, Textbook of Medical Physiology by Guyton. All right, we're at page 927. So what it says, all aspects of fat metabolism are greatly enhanced in the absence of insulin. If you want to lose weight, you must reduce insulin. It's that simple. So insulin is basically a lock that keeps the fat from going away. Now, if we look at the mistakes that most people make, not knowing this information, and they're trying to lose weight and they're diabetic, they're going after the low calories. Lowering your calories does not lower insulin. And because they're on a low calorie diet, they're going to have to eat multiple times through the day. That will actually raise insulin, not lower it. And then they do low-fat, lean protein. You may not know this, but there's something called an insulin index, okay? And if we compare lean protein with fatty protein, lean protein, especially low-fat or no-fat protein, spikes insulin. The protein that has the most fat is the lowest on the insulin index. So you don't want to do low-fat or a lean protein. I'll get more into that in the next slide. Weighing yourself frequently is a problem because when I show you in the next slide what to do to reduce insulin, a much better test would be to measure your waist because of the location of where you're going to lose inches is going to be right around the waist. Your waist is a direct indicator of how much insulin you have in your body. So you reduce insulin, and your stomach shrinks. So you want to measure your waist and go by that more than weight, especially after you've lost all the water weight, because once you reduce insulin, you're going to dump a lot of fluid. So you'll have this weight loss that goes down, then it will plateau. Realize that the initial weight was just water loss. The actual fat burning process occurs a little bit later as your system gets a little bit healthier. So instead of wearing yourself frequently, measure your waist at the belly button. This one, moderation. This is probably the stupidest advice I've ever heard because when you take all the different macro calories, protein, carbohydrates, and fats, and you reduce all of them to a moderate level, you really are not going to actually lower insulin. You want to decrease only those foods that trigger insulin and not the other ones. All right, and here's one that I always hear. Well, I pretty much eat whatever I want because I exercise, okay? Realize that exercise only handles 15% of your weight, okay? Diet is 85% of the success. All right, so now, if you want to speed up weight loss, here's what we're going to do. 10 things to lower insulin, all right? This will really work for you. You bring your carbs below 20 grams per day. This is really, really important. And I put a link down below so you can get a printout of exactly what foods to eat. So that way you can understand what this means. Number two, apple cider vinegar can also help something called insulin resistance, and it can help lower insulin. So you take 2 tablespoons and a big glass of water, drink that once or twice a day. Number three, moderate amount of protein. This is where you can get into the moderation right here, your protein. But do not go lean. Do not go low fat. Why? Because the leaner you go, the higher it spikes insulin. Protein in large quantities has potential to increase insulin. So we want to keep it moderate. We don't want to keep it too low. Just keep it moderate. All right, number four, These are the three nutrients that have the most effect on insulin, okay? Chromium, that helps the cells of the pancreas produce less insulin. Zinc, very, 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 very important in the production of insulin. If you were to take zinc, your body would need less insulin. And you could probably find a supplement with both of these. And then for this one, you want to get nutritional yeast. Vitamin B1, vital, because vitamin B1 helps the metabolism of sugar, and it's going to help the metabolism within the little energy factories that help you burn the fat. Vitamin D, I recommend that you get more sun if you could. If you can't, vitamin D as a supplement, D3, be very, very important to improve the excess of insulin. It helps reduce insulin, and it will help your blood sugars. Extra sleep, okay, at least 8 hours. People that actually get 6 hours or less tend to have higher risks of diabetes, okay? And their appetite goes up. So a little bit of sleep, and if you can't sleep, try to get a nap. More sleep will speed up the recovery. Number 7, intermittent fasting, okay? Here's the rule of thumb. You don't want to eat unless you're hungry, okay? Don't eat when you're not hungry, okay? So many people do that, especially at night. They're not even hungry, they just graze. They just eat for the sake because it's a habit. When you start reducing your carbs, what's gonna happen, your body's gonna start switching over to fat burning, okay? When you're burning fat, it's a more efficient fuel. Your blood sugars are gonna be better. Your hunger is gonna go away. And so here's the thing. If you're not hungry for that breakfast, do not eat it, okay? In the download below, you'll learn step by step on how to do intermittent fasting. This is very, very, very important. I'm gonna jump down to here, number 9, before I go to 8. Decreasing stress, okay? Long walks. There's an acupressure technique. You can learn it. I put it down below in a link to actually reduce stress to enhance your sleep. So many people can't sleep because their body won't relax or turn off. And also this right here, high intensity interval training. If you're over the age of 40 and your recovery is not as great, I'm gonna recommend doing this once to twice per week, okay? This high intensity workout for about 40 minutes. This is very, very powerful to spike growth hormone, which actually will help your blood sugars tremendously. And then lastly, fiber, but not from a fiber supplement, not from grains, from veggies, okay? Here's the thing, you can't digest the fiber. The fiber acts as food for your microbes, and they convert that fiber into what's called butyric acid, which then does two things. It feeds the cells of the colon, and it feeds the cells of the colon, giving your body energy, okay? And it also helps insulin resistance. It actually lowers insulin. Now, one little side note. What we're trying to do is put you in ketosis. Ketones are an alternative fuel. There's three types of ketones. One is called beta-hydroxybutyrate. Well, it just so happens that this fiber, with the help of microbes, convert into a type of ketone, and it's butyrate. So butyrate is very similar to beta-hydroxybutyrate, and both of those compounds can greatly help regulate your insulin levels. Go ahead and click down below and enjoy your faster weight loss program. Hey, if you're liking this content, please subscribe now, and I will actually keep you updated on future videos. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.